and right, you're a prominent anti-war activist, former army colonel, former diplomat. You resigned in 2003 for reasons including the invasion of Iraq, and you were denied entrance into Canada last October because of your you appeared on an FBI list for your anti-war activism. Is that correct?
That's correct. For misdemeanor arrests for sitting in front of the White House, refusing to move in protest of the war, and standing up in Congress and things like that. Misdemeanor, peaceful, nonviolent protest of administration policies that the FBI has now put on that National Crime Information Center database.
Which seems so ironic, considering one of the reasons that you resigned, as I understand it, was the curtailment of civil liberties.
That's right. That was one of the 4 points that I put in my letter of resignation, the unnecessary curtailment of civil liberties under the Patriot Act.
And so you were at Robin Long's court-martial today, and you testified there. Is that correct?
That's right. I was one of 3 people who testified for the defense.
Right.
Robin gave his statement, and then 3 of us testified about situations. I myself talked about my decision to resign over the war, and that I certainly respect his decision to refuse to deploy to Iraq on the same principles.
And Robin Long was found guilty of desertion with intent to remain away permanently?
That's correct. And it was a plea bargain. He was given 15 months confinement and a dishonorable discharge.
Could you describe the scene at the court-martial and outside the court-martial today?
Well, I did not get to sit in on anything of the court-martial except my own testimony, and then I was there for the actual sentencing, which was very short. But it was a very solemn court-martial. Robin certainly understood the grave consequences of his decision to go to Canada and stay there for 3 years. The proceedings were conducted in a very professional manner. The 3 of us that testified, one a local peace activist from Colorado Springs who had been in charge of or had helped organize various vigils for Robin, and then Mathis Chereau, who is a fellow who has served in Germany and Japan with the military and has refused to accept orders for the individual Ready Reserve to go back into that. After the sentence was given, there were probably 20 of us that were supporters of Robin that were gathered outside the courthouse and waiting for him to be brought out. I had had a chance to talk to him during one of the breaks, and he said that he was he knew what the plea bargain, of course, was all about, and he fully expected to be serving 15 months in confinement, and that he was, well, he had just assumed not have to do that. He certainly was anticipating that he would.
What's your reaction to the 15-month sentence? I understand that there is a maximum of 3 years that could be given for this charge.
Well, I think it is the longest sentence that any of the people who have refused to go to Iraq has gotten. There are 2 of them now. The first one was Kevin Binderman, who got 15 months, and then Robin Long, 15 months. I think at a, you know, on one level, when you say, well, if you go away, well, you've got to have some punishment accorded to it. But I think the times in jail of 15 months are excessive. The point gets across at 4 to 6 months, 8 months, but when you start getting up into 15 months, you know, you have the guys to come out as good members of society and to rejoin their communities, and the longer they spend in jail, after a certain point, I think it kind of becomes, it doesn't suit the purposes if, in fact, what you're punishing people for is, or if you're, the punishment is supposed to rehabilitate them. There are only 2 that have gotten 15 months. The rest of them have gotten anywhere from no jail time to 12 months, and then you jump up to 15 months after that.
Could you explain why you opposed the invasion of Iraq and how that influenced what you said in the court-martial today?
Well, I opposed the for the United States to invade and occupy an oil-rich Arab Muslim country that had not attacked the United States and had nothing to do with the incidents of 9/11, to me was just a recipe for disaster for our own national security, for the people of Iraq. It was not authorized by the UN Security Council. So, you know, and it is an illegal invasion and occupation, and I opposed it from that point of view. I knew that it was going to make millions of people throughout the world hate America, the Muslim and Arab world, who doesn't take lightly to people invading Muslim and Arab countries, and that's exactly what we did.
Could you talk about other activities planned in support of war resistors?
Surely. I think we have five people that are in jail right now for war resisting, and we urge people to write to them while they're in jail, to send books to them through publishing houses, to support them, to let them know that we appreciate that their acts of principle and conscience, and to support them while they're in jail and help them once they get out. And for those young men and women who are thinking that maybe their decision to join the military and participate during this time, if they are acting on conscience, that it is important that they get some advice, to talk to people, and if they continue to think that they feel that they morally cannot serve in the military and go to Iraq or Afghanistan, to get some legal advice on it. And to the bottom line is, it's your conscience you have to live with for the rest of your life, and that's what should be uppermost in everybody's mind.